All right, so every once in a while, a show comes through town that creates that inevitable buzz. And tonight, that show at Avalon sold out is Velvet Revolver. I'm lucky enough to be backstage with the one and only Duff McKagan and Slash. Welcome back to Boston, guys.
Hey.
It's great being back. And to hear that it's a buzz in Boston is great, because that's what these shows were really meant to be about, creating a buzz and drawing attention to the band and what we're doing. And that basically... We're back and out there taking it to the people.
Now, I'm one of the few people that was lucky enough to see you guys at the El Rey, which, you know, and in L.A., it's like the most jaded fan base in the world. But you got every radio guy, every record guy, every Hollywood wannabe in the audience, and they're all like 12-year-old school kids. And that's the cool part about a good band. When they come around, there's like a chemistry thing. So first of all, we want to say thank you for bringing it back.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was great. This whole thing started with the intention of getting a great rock and roll band together, and at some certain point around that El Rey show, there was a big buzz about what we were doing. And it was sort of cool because everybody got into it for the sake of the music and as opposed to the hype about the whole thing. As soon as they'd seen those six songs, they were like, oh, it's a rock and roll band. And it's been going ever since like that, so it's been cool.
So how important was it for you guys to put together a band that had character? Like, you know, in today there's about 8 or 9 different bands that are pretty much interchangeable, and it hasn't been, God, it's been a long time since people wanted to know who the bass player of a band is or who the other guitar player of a band is. And how important was it to get a good chemistry, get Matt back in the band, and find the right lead singer?
Well, the whole thing as far as chemistry is concerned wasn't about trying to find characters or trying to find the right people to make the right image or anything like that. It was just based purely on the playing and on the chemistry and the camaraderie and the whole thing that really makes up an actual band. Before you look at it from face value, what goes on into the interaction of the guys in the band and how the musicianship goes and all that kind of stuff. And Matt and Duff and I just sort of stumbled on each other. Basically, it was at the funeral for Randy Castillo is when I first talked to Matt, and we called Duff, and that's how that started. And that was an instant
no-brainer. It was a benefit
show
for Randy, because Randy died basically penniless, and so it was a benefit to pay his hospital bills and maybe some money for his family.
That was a thing that Josh Todd did with you guys?
Did actually, he was the first guy to sing with us.
And Steven Tyler sang with us that night. And Cypress Hill guys did Paradise City with us. Josh Todd did a couple songs with us, and then Steven Tyler, we did Mama Kent.
And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And so then Dave Kushner came in the band, and he didn't actually just come into the band. He came more or less to help out, but he'd been playing with Duff, and I'd known him for years and years and years since junior high school. And he just brought this whole new sound to the whole guitar aspect of the band, and it's something that we just were like excited about. It wasn't the same old thing. And so he just instantly became a member, and then we went on that long search looking for a singer. And we did that, you know, it was pretty tedious, you know, goings on for about 8 or 9 months.
And then Scott walked in the room, and it was basically all over that, you know. Once we had the unit, you know, I mean, we all set benchmarks for each other. We're at the core of this whole thing, you know, however people might look at us like as an image or whatever, it's really not about that. We're just musicians. And you know, when we're in a room together, we set a high benchmark for each other, and we push each other, and we motivate each other, and we inspire each other, and that's how we write our songs. And we write our songs together. So really, the face of this thing was the last thing we looked at. We needed to really basically get off on what we were doing, first of all.
Ironically enough, though, it is a bunch of characters.
It worked out good. I mean, now you guys have all done a bunch of different projects since your last band, and I mean, how quickly did it take before you realized, I mean, you play with a bunch of other bass players and you play with a bunch of other guitar players since, how quickly did you know when you got back together and just started jamming together that, you know what, we've been wasting our time for a while, we need to put together this back together to do it right?
It was pretty instantaneous.
Yeah, it was instantaneous, and I don't know if any of us were wasting our time, you know, we were doing what the only thing we knew how to do was play music. And I think probably we all grew in our own separate ways. And for us to come back together 7 or 8 years later, it was just perfect timing. Like, fate brought this whole thing together,
yeah.
You know?
The time that we spent from the time that Guns N' Roses broke up up until the time that he and I actually played together in this particular band, we had to go through a lot of stuff that we needed to go through. We had to go through a lot of experiences as musicians and growing and this and that and the other. And then it just happened as sort of an act of fate, I think, at this point.
Well, I don't think Faye could have been any better, man. It's good to have you guys back. Velvet Revolver sold out tonight at Avalon. Duff, thank you for taking time. Slash, good to see you again, as always. And thanks for taking out time for WAAF.
It's a strong memory I have about the drive-in bar, by the way.
Well, yeah, it was a good time.
First time I ever went through a drive-through liquor store, basically. Where you could get alcohol in a drive-thru. Yeah,
it was a little bar in New Orleans. Basically, the rule was they could give you a styrofoam cup filled with frozen margarita. They could give you a straw, but they couldn't put the straw in the margarita. You could literally drive up and order your drinks.
Wow.
It's no longer like that, I take it.
I don't know. I'm not there anymore. It's no longer like that for you.
It was funny.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for taking time.